Recent research has consistently shown how music has increasingly occupied a tenuous position within the curriculum. There might be many reasons for this, but squeezed school budgets, alongside increasing accountability pressures, have certainly played their part. This also impacts upon training, where trainee primary teachers have very little time devoted to music, and ongoing professional development is often directed at other areas than music, so it is wonderful that you are here now. Such pressures have therefore not only impacted upon the amount of time that is devoted to music during the week, but the sorts of activities that take place in music lessons themselves. Without budget, time, and confident teachers, meaningful progression in music can be tricky. Ofsted's 2021 review into music education, which highlights how children typically only receive about 15 to 20 hours of music per year, therefore states that curriculum scope is therefore constrained by time and realism about the extent of long-term learning that can take place. So what can be done? The good news is that music occupies an increasingly important place within recent governmental policy. The model music curriculum itself is an example of a concerted effort to improve music education. And no other subject has its own national plan, which in 2022 was revamped and called The Power of Music to Change Lives. That national plan explicitly sets out the expectation that music is to hold a more central position within children's educational lives, and local music education hubs were set up and are funded to specifically support music in schools. And so I would encourage you to read the attached documentation, or at least the executive summaries. That knowledge will equip you to approach colleagues and leaders in your school and help them to realise governmental intentions. Indeed, I am optimistic that change is afoot, and schools will be required to adopt a broader conception of what is important for young people to know, learn, develop, and experience, not least in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. My contention is that perhaps it will be you who will need to lead that change, and make some noise, musical or otherwise, in your schools.